Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Well, Alex, you sure are missed when you're not here. I really appreciate that gift of drums. I sure do. Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be a great day in the house of the Lord. I guarantee it. I'm going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost straight out of Acts chapter 2 and Joel chapter 2. So we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's just start with some prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We just sang about the blood that flowed down the cross, flowed down the tree, that washed us all whiter than snow. And we thank you so much. Thank you, God, for our extravagant salvation, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb and filled with your Holy Ghost, Lord, anointed with a call and a purpose on each one of our lives. Today, Lord, as we fellowship, as we worship, as we're in the Word, would you please speak to us, spirit to spirit? Would you stir our hearts while we're in the Scripture? Would you stir our hearts while we're in the Scripture, Lord, so that when we leave here, that verse or that passage is echoing in our ears and resounding in our heart? Would you please do that today, Father? I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of all mankind. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. Just want to remind everybody about the Wednesday nights. We meet here at 6 o'clock. We all bring our own meal, or some of us don't even bring a meal. We just want to have the fellowship and get in the Word. So we get here at 6, and we have a time of eating and fellowship. Then we get in the Word. We've been watching a video series all based on the book Tipping Point by Jimmy Evans. It's really, really good. This is the last week of those. So I just want to encourage you. They're all standalone teachings, by the way. If you think, well, I haven't been at any of them, that's fine. You could come to this Wednesday. It'll still all make sense. It'll encourage you and build you up. It's still a win-win situation. So that's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Love to see everybody there. And I think that's it. Just a reminder of the leaders' meeting today, right after church, probably somewhere between 12 and 12:30. So I think with that, we'll have the ushers come up, and we'll take the offering. Amen. 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 Well, Father, we praise you and exalt you and thank you for, again, Lord, for such a great salvation that all of us have through the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, we do thank you with all of our hearts for drawing us close, for adopting us and anointing us and setting us in place in your family. We thank you so much for that. Today, Lord, as we take an offering, we ask that you would bless it, that you would glorify your name, and, Lord, that you would touch lives, touch families, touch people. As we spend this money, Lord, would you please build the kingdom of God right here in Newhall? I ask this in Jesus' name. All of us pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Worship team, just feel free to come on up as the baskets pass.
Good morning, everyone. Paul's ready. I saw that. you get to that kind of age where you come back to your seat and say, oh, I'm going to have to stand up again. I'm not doing it. Even as we were beginning today, what I did was I hit this note. And Kyle looks at me like, because I'm supposed to be hitting this. Hear that difference? This is kind of ominous, isn't it? I'm here to say God's here to take you from whatever's bothering you today to this. He can resolve everything.
Amen.
You know, as I was sitting there thinking that, I thought, that's a perfect example of how God can take what you're in right now. Right, D? He can take whatever situation you are going through right now, and he can change it from this to this.
Praise
so
God.
Let's depend on that today. Hallelujah.
Lift you up,
Lord of Lords.
We
sing your praise.
Hallelujah. Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Presence of my enemy.
praise you.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. To know that you are the way maker, that you are the promise keeper. And through your Holy Spirit here with us, we can hear from you, Lord, and receive what you've given to us today through the blood of rising again. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we come to you. Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Jesus, with your release.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Now is such a great time. Lois, if you could just keep playing that keyboard, please. Now is just such a great time for all of us to kind of like seal the deal, so to speak. We've been worshiping. I think our hearts are really soft right now. I think we've been talking to God, and I think he's been talking to us. So as we transition, I'm just going to take a minute or two right now. I'm just going to give us all a chance to say that prayer to the Father about the thing you want to leave with him, about the thing you're trusting him with, the thing you want freedom from. Now is the time to forgive people. If there's someone that you've been having trouble forgiving, right now in the anointing is the time, by faith, just say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I forgive so-and-so. Would you heal my heart from how they hurt me? And I bless them in Jesus' name. I forgive them by faith in Jesus' name. I release them from this debt that I feel they owe me. I release them. I forgive them. Now is the time. Unforgiveness is the number one thing that takes Christians out of the will of God. Let's just take a couple minutes now, each one of us, just loud enough for you and God to hear it. That's all that matters. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of repentance, that through your gift, that spiritual power that you give us, we can turn from sin and we can turn to you in faith. And Lord, we all know unforgiveness and grudges, it's sin. Sometimes we forget that. It's easy to say it's sin in somebody else, but we forget it's sin in us. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the gift of repentance, that we can repent of holding grudges and being unforgiving. We can repent of that. We can turn to you completely clean. And we ask you to fill us up to overflowing now, so that not only can we forgive those people, but we can actually have faith in you to complete a good work in them. Would you do that for us now, Lord? We turn to you, we turn from, and we turn to you in faith. That's the rest of repentance. And we do all this in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the King of Heaven, the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And all of God's people said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. That was a good one today, man. Thank you, God. I always look forward to just stepping into the anointing during praise and worship. Amen. There's just something there that's just so wonderful. So all the kids are released along with the children's church workers.